In 1961, Arthur Kroc reproached me for my enthusiasm over the new president. Mencken would be mad as hell at you. Didn't he tell you that a newspaperman should look at a politician only one way? Down his nose? Mencken had, but it didn't matter. I couldn't disdain Kennedy. He was brighter than I was, braver, better read, handsomer, wittier, and more incisive. The only thing I could do better was write. I never dreamed that one day I would write his obituary, the longest presidential obituary in history, and in the end, the most controversial. Neither did I dream that the controversy would pit me against old friends, nor that our estrangement would become a newspaper sensation dwarfing the Donnybrooks of Mencken, who had at least gloried in them, as I could not. At the time I was hurt, baffled, and, I'm afraid, very sorry for myself. Only much later, when the dust had settled and I had returned to my quiet, Donnish life, did I understand what had happened and why. By then I wanted only to forget it all. I nearly succeeded. Then, while going through my papers, I ran across the fat files of those years. I save everything, even memoranda of phone conversations, so I was in a position to set down a complete account of precisely what the controversy had been all about. Friends urged me to do it, arguing that the full story should be told. The result follows. It may remind some of the Sartrean theater of the absurd. Certainly it cannot rank as great tragedy. There are a few hardy figures in it. There are more who were weak. Mostly it is a story of people whose perceptions were still warped by grief. "Do you think you've suffered more than Jackie and me?" Bob Kennedy cried out to me in anguish at one point during that dreadful summer of 1966. Of course I hadn't. That was why I was slightly, but only slightly, more rational than they were. So there were no stalwarts in the controversy. There were no villains, either. The only villain lay in a Texas grave. Even today I cannot willingly set down his name. His crime robbed us of everything which would have made the controversy impossible. Not only the central fact, but the mindset which followed. Norman Mailer summed it up the day after the assassination in Dallas. "It was our country for a while," he said. "Now it's theirs again."